chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pre-game coverage continues. Before we get to today's keys to the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Saturday afternoon matchup, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Let's get to Butchie's keys to the game.
I think first it's going to be transition defense. Nebraska, they shoot a lot of threes, but they're going to want to get out. They're going to want to play fast. Make sure you take care of the rim. The other thing, three-point line. You've got to make sure that you protect that three-point line. In Nebraska's losses, they've shot 27% and 23%. There's a reason that they lost the game, right? It's those shooting percentages. So make sure you take care of that. And then I really like what Nebraska's done with their transfers and their bigs and Mast and Alec. You've got to match the physicality that they bring. They're going to try to be more physical than you. We've seen that against Providence. We've seen that against Arizona. Those were losses for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I think overall, when you look at this game, I think the physicality needs to be set by this Wisconsin team. We know what they've done, points in the paint. We know what they've done rebounding the ball. They've been fantastic over the last 10 games, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and Alec is put together, just seeing him up close here. He's a senior. He's been around the block 3 years, Missouri, Kansas City, New Mexico last year. But he can do a lot of things beyond scoring that will really help his team. Saw that the other night against Indiana.
And I saw him against New Mexico. I was able to call two of their games last year. And the energy and effort that he brought to that New Mexico team changed games. And I've seen it at times for him do this against this Nebraska or for this Nebraska team. That's a big concern for me, is match the physicality and the energy. We don't see that a lot, but that's one of the reasons that this Nebraska team has been able to get rolling, is because I think the physicality's changed. I thought Derek Walker's really good last year for Nebraska, did some good stuff. Didn't always feel like he was a physical player. These two bigs for Nebraska, they bring a different physicality.
Yeah, Rink Mass, 6'10", about 250. We mentioned the three-point line. The Badgers, when they're right defensively, do a great job of running the opponents off the line, as Butchie suggested. That could be a key here today. Fans know about Keisei Tominaga. I think fans who watch a lot of Big Ten basketball, you're familiar with him. C.J. Wilcher is carrying a pretty hot hand right now. He's 40% overall, 50-50 from three over the last five games. A little banged up toward the end of the game against Indiana, but he's been out there warming up here today. But C.J. Wilcher, who's a vet in the program, is somebody that the Badgers will be dialed into today.
I call him a microwave.
Yeah,
because he heats up quick.
Yes,
I mean, when I look at the notes, I've had them on my boards now for three different years for Nebraska. And the first thing that I put down on the board is microwave, because you can't let him get going.
Yeah, they have had a lot of guys from other places, but C.J. Wilcher, he has been a Husker through and through, a four-star recruit. He's out of Plainfield, New Jersey, and averaging 8 points per game. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN, and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN, and on the Civic Media app.
WRJN. Yeah! WRJN.
Pre-game coverage continues. Here is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. A couple hours ago, Chucky Hepburn was listed as questionable. He's good to go. He's in the starting lineup here today. They've been kind of getting him on a pitch count after suffering an injury in the Chicago State game. Was able to kind of ramp up slowly leading up to the Iowa game, and a little bit of a pitch count since then, but he'll be on the floor here today.
Yeah, I put myself on pitch counts because every time I missed an offensive rebound or a blockout, that was my pitch count. Okay, Bosa's, come on, your pitch count's over with. Come on in next. Chucky to actually have on an actual pitch count. So
a legit pitch count.
A legit, like,
that's
hey,
right.
We want to monitor this. I just put myself on my own.
Yeah, there's the pitch count, yeah. And then there's the hook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There we go.
They didn't realize they were different. That was my problem. Okay.
Brian, how could you let that happen? Nobody in America would let that happen.
Exactly.
No, never heard that at all from Coach Ryan back in the day. All right, let's transition to the starting lineups. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg, in his fifth year leading the program. And his front line made up of Juwan Gary, 6'6 junior out of Columbia, South Carolina, 12.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. And Rink Mast, the 6'10, 248-pound junior, the transfer from Bradley, 12.7 points, 9.3 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Keisei Tomenaga, 6'2 senior, averaging 14 points per and 28 against Indiana a few days ago. Jamarcus Lawrence, 6'3 sophomore at Plainfield, New Jersey, about 7 points, 4 rebounds a game. And Bryce Williams rounds out the starting five, the transfer from Charlotte, averaging about 14 points, 5.5 rebounds, and better than 2 assists per game. He's really been on a consistent run of late, hitting double digits in 10 of his last 11 outings. Also this year, he has a 25-point effort to his credit against Oregon State. The Greg Guards, Wisconsin Badgers, same five as always. You got Tyler Wall at 11.5 points, 6 rebounds a game, and Stephen Crowell, the 7-footer, averaging nearly 13 points, 7.7 boards, and 2 assists per game. A.J. Storr coming off the 16-point game against Iowa, averaging a team-best 15 points per game. Max Klesman at 7.5 a game, and Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five. 8.5 points, 3 rebounds, nearly 4 assists per game. Last 9 games, assists to turnovers, 38-7. Overall, 50 dimes, 16 turnovers. He has been a model of efficiency and just a calming influence when needed. And when they need him to score, he has accommodated once again this season. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin leads this series through the years, 21-16, including a 15-6 record against Nebraska since the Huskers joined the Big Ten. As we mentioned, the Huskers have won the last 2 games, coming from 17 down to win in overtime last year in Lincoln and ruining senior day here 2 years ago with a 1-point win against the Big Ten co-champion Wisconsin Badgers. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
At at Shields. We know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim, slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to Saturday afternoon Big Ten basketball as Greg Gard's Badgers 10-3 overall, 2-0 in the Big Ten against Fred Hoiberg's Nebraska Cornhuskers. They come to town having won five straight, 12-2 overall, 2-1 in Big Ten play. And wouldn't you know it, on January 6th, Badgers ready to play their third conference game. They are the only unbeaten team in league play. What do you got on that, Butchie?
I think it's impressive is what I think it is. But that's the expectations this year nationally weren't for this Badger team to be great. We thought they were wrong. They've shown that so far. But they also showed that last year. Now you're in conference play. What do you have to do to make sure you stay focused? This is a game that could easily get away if you don't come in prepared. This Nebraska team is much better.
They really are. And they, you know, now the schedule they have played has not been the same as Wisconsin's in terms of degree of difficulty. Matter of fact, they've had seven games against quad four opponents as opposed to four for Wisconsin. Those are the bye games, the BUI kind of games. But much like Wisconsin, Nebraska was able to take down Michigan State when the Spartans were struggling. As we've mentioned here over the last more than an hour of our pregame show, you know, the transfer process, which was ongoing before it became a big thing,
here across all of college basketball. But Fred Hoiberg has the pieces he needs. If it's somebody like a Rink Mast or a Bryce Williams, then you got guys like Tomei Naga. We talked about C.J. Wilcher a few minutes ago, Brian, and I said he's been a Husker all along. I forgot he was at Xavier before moving on to Lincoln. But he started last year, and now he can come off the bench. So we talk about Wisconsin's depth, maybe a little more of that with Nebraska as well.
Yeah, and CJ's more comfortable coming off the bench. And that last year, kind of, Fred worked through that. Where is it best for him to come from? And they've decided the bench on that. But I also think you look at Bryce Williams, another name that we never necessarily had time to talk about. But he's been really good as another transfer that's brought a leadership role to this Nebraska team that wasn't necessarily there.
Yeah, some all-conference recognition in Conference USA in his 3 years at Charlotte. You know, he's a guy who can hit the glass. He's getting about 14 points a game. And again, it's been consistency. You know, sometimes if you're averaging that, you might get 28 one night, next to nothing. But they've counted on him because he is, with regularity, getting them double digits.
Well, he is, and he's only 6 points away from 1,000 points. So yep. You know he can flat out score the basketball.
That's one of those things that we talk about when it happens. Tyler Wall got here. You're a 1,000-point scorer. That says something about consistency. Bo Ryan talked about that. I think especially with this program, Brian, because there was always such great balance. You know, an exception here or there. But a lot of times there wasn't a lot of difference between the leading scorer and the guy who's fourth or fifth.
Absolutely.
And so I think I'm giving you a compliment there.
I didn't know what that was. What is that? A compliment? No. But I do think that's an understanding. Because the thing about what makes Wisconsin basketball special is unselfishness. You're playing for the person next to you. You're not playing for you individually. And that's why this team continues to have so much success. And that's why the program continues to have success.
DJ Karstensen, Earl Walton, and Courtney Green are your officials for this matchup. Got a good crowd settling in to the Kohl Center as semester break continues. Still January 22nd, 23rd, something like that. The spring semester starts. The Huskers in the traveling red unis in the white trim. The Badgers in the home whites in the cardinal trim. It'll be Bryce Williams and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center as we settle in for some Big Ten basketball at the Kohl Center in Madison. 2-1 Nebraska in league play against 2-0 Wisconsin. Illinois losing for the first time in league play last night to Purdue. Iowa moments ago closed out Rutgers 86-77. First league win for Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes. Tonight, Ohio State plays Indiana in Bloomington. And with that, we are ready to roll here in Madtown. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left. And we are underway as Chucky Hepburn against Jamarcus Lawrence. Huskers man defense. Chucky between the circles. Bounce pass to Klesman against Tomei Naga. Max on the dribble to the left block. And a bad pass. One at Hepburn is taken away by Jamarcus Lawrence. And a turnover right away for Wisconsin as the Huskers move to our right in the first half. Lawrence against Hepburn. Mast versus Wall right now. Jawan Gary matched up with Stephen Crowell. Williams against A.J. Storr. Mast at the top goes into Bryce Williams. Mid post right. Back to the basket. Starts to back. Now retreats. Seven to shoot. Lawrence on the right side. Pull up baseline right jumper. Bounces off the rim and out. No good. Rebound tapped and gathered by Stephen Crowell. And here comes Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Opening minute just getting started. Hepburn goes inside the Wall. Draws the double off the left block. Flips it back out to Hepburn. Reverses it to Klesman, high on the right. Refeeds Hepburn outside left. Inside feed, caught by Crowell. Left of the lane, shot clock at 10. Stevie again draws the double. Open man is Tyler Wall. Low on the left, and he got tied up, taking it to the bucket. Jawan Gary getting in there, and that's the game's first foul.
Right now, Nebraska is double-teaming the post every time. You're Wisconsin. You got to find the soft spot. That's exactly what Tyler Wall did. And then because he found that soft spot, it's one dribble to the basket. Nebraska isn't quick enough to come over with the help side, and Tyler gets the free throw line.
Where he was 11 of 13 on Tuesday night against Iowa. A 19-point game, 8 rebounds. Badgers were 25 of 35 at the line against Iowa, and really a better percentage in the guts of the game as Tyler hits the first free throw. He is 80% from the line over his last 8 games.
you give him so much credit for just understanding the change that needed to happen from the beginning of the season to where he's at now.
First free throw is good. Likewise, the second straight through for the first 2 points here today. A minute 10 gone by. Marcus Lawrence to the front court against Rink Mast. Had a good game for Bradley when the Braves came here for the NIT game last March. Bryce Williams gets the handoff. Now picks up the dribble at the right elbow. Crowell is trying to get into him. A throw out to Lawrence. Looping it inside. Mast will catch. Back to the basket. Mid post left. Backing on Store. Left block. Up left hand. Short. Rebound Crowell. Badgers really good at securing the defensive boards. Just don't give up a ton of second chances. Here's Tyler Wall at the top. Gets it to Store. A.J. left point. Inside feed. Wall catches. Reverse layup is too strong. No good. Mast the rebound for Nebraska. Minute 50 gone by. 2-0 Wisconsin. Keisei Tominaga. Pull up foul line. Jumper is good for Tominaga. He ties the game at 2.
You've got to find him in transition. They didn't. It allowed the side ball screen to happen.
Talk about this Nebraska team loving to shoot the threes. Tominaga does, but he can hurt you in other areas too. Here's Wall. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in over Gary. And it's 4-2 Wisconsin. Jamarcus Lawrence to the front court. Off sideline, spin move, knocked away by Hepburn and picked up by Crowell. And there's Chucky making the defensive play. Hepburn at the top of the circle, splits two defenders left in lane, and he lost the handle. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Nebraska.
That's what Nebraska does. Their defense really collapses on the ball handling. So Chucky's did a good job of getting the steal, but they're overdriving, which then created three Nebraska players where he tried to get through.
Yeah, they got a ton of points off turnovers in their win against Indiana on Wednesday night. Juwan Gary throwing to Tominaga. Sam Hoiberg in the lineup right now for the Huskers. With the ball is Rink Mast. Fakes the handoff to Tominaga. Inside Juwan Gary low on the right and throws it in the right hand.
But that's that handoff action we talked about to start the game. That's what Nebraska wants to get into.
4-4. We're not quite 3 minutes in. Hepburn outside right against Hoiberg. Chucky will throw it to Max Klesman along the right sideline. Goes cross court, caught left corner by A.J. Store. He'll try the three. He'll hit the three. Splashed it from the left pocket. 7-4 Wisconsin. 3 minutes, 10 seconds gone by. Rink Mast throwing to Bryce Williams high on the right. Williams feeds Hoiberg. Hoiberg on the dribble, left lane line, cut off by Crowell. Throws it out the Mast. Mast against Hepburn. Big versus a guard. Mast in the lane, gets it out of there. Crowell wanted a 3 seconds, didn't get it. With the ball right side for three is Juwan Gary. Bangs off the rim, no good. Wall sent to the floor. Foul is called on Rink Mast, his first team second.
That possession was a Chucky Hepburn possession. Had the mismatch, walled up against the big and Mast. Forced the kick out, which enforced a contested three. Chucky closed out there. So he went from guarding the big to closing out to the shooter. That's just great basketball.
Yeah, it
is. I mean, it's small things, but great basketball.
Chucky is so good at those things that don't show in a box score. The people who watch the game, they know what's going on. Ball tipped into the backcourt, gathered by A.J. Store. Josiah Alec is in the lineup now for Rink Mast. With the ball is Hepburn. Outside right. Chucky goes into Crowell against Alec. Right of the lane. Shot clock at 10. Inside feed. Wall low and right. Two more for Tyler Wall. He has 6 points early on. 9-4 Wisconsin. We're 4 minutes in. Bryce Williams flips to Alec. Outside left. Now Williams off the left wing. Foul line jump. Back rim no. Rebound Gary and can't control. Store is there. And here comes Hepburn for Wisconsin. Chucky right side of the front court. Darts a pass to Wall top of the circle. A dribble handoff to Klesman. Goes off his foot into the backcourt to say it was deflected. So the Badgers continue the possession. Klesman hands off to Chucky with 13 to shoot. 9-4 Wisconsin early on. Hepburn with a bounce pass for Crowell right of the circle. Shot clock is down to 6. Crowell hands off the Store. Flips a long three. Around and out, no good. Hoiberg the rebound for Nebraska. And the coach's son will bring it up the floor, the sophomore guard. Hoiberg on the right wing against Chucky Hepburn, trying to get into him. Chucky always figure he's a little geared up for this game. The Omaha, Nebraska native with the ball is Tominaga. On the left side, goes into Alec off the left elbow, feeds Tominaga and an offensive foul and the illegal screen. They're going to get Josiah Alec, and that'll be his first as we have our first media timeout here today. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And the All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsin overnights to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:06 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Nebraska 4. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards, we're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1
FM, WRJN. 1400 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at HoChunkGaming.com. 15:06 left in the first half. 9-4 Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore, John Blackwell on the floor for the Badgers. Hepburn, Klesman, and Crowell rounding out the five. Max with the ball at the top of the circle against Keisei Tomenaga. Inside feed for Crowell, low on the left, and he walked with the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin.
It's a good set, though, right? You had Steve Cole come in with a big duck in to clear that. He had wide open space. He just shuffled the feet too much. He gathered.
Here comes Nebraska, then Sam Hoiberg outside left, throwing to Tomenaga. At the top, a screen from Alec. Tomenaga steps back, fires a three, drains a three from right of the circle. 34% from distance coming into the game. He was 40% last year.
And he doesn't need a lot of space. Wasn't a lot of space there. He just raised up.
9-7 Wisconsin, 5.5 minutes into the game. Carter Gilmore throwing to Klesman, rotates to Blackwell. Now Hepburn, baseline right, into the paint. We work at the Klesman, open three left side, front rim no good, rebound Hoiberg. Here come the Huskers. Sam Hoiberg on the push, right lane line. Cut off by Crowell, the right block, scoops it out to Williams, steps into a three right of the circle, front rim no. Klesman clears for Wisconsin. 14:05 left of the first half, 9-7 the Badgers. Stephen Crowell out front, a hand off to Hepburn. Chucky bobs off the Crowell screen, steps back, open for three, takes the three, makes the three. First points for Chucky, and it's 12-7 Wisconsin. 13:50 left in the first half. Bryce Williams outside right. John Blackwell draws the assignment on Williams. Has the ball at the top off an Alex screen. Gets it to Hoiberg. Hoiberg against Hepburn. Now Williams left of the circle. Hands off to Tomenaga. Turned it down. Hoiberg won't turn it down. He'll take it and make it for the right side. A three for Sam Hoiberg, who's better than 37% from distance coming in.
A three was created by Casey.
12-10 Wisconsin, 13:20 left of the first half. Hepburn throwing to Klesman, right corner. Max dribbles to the wing, bounces to Crowell, draws the double, right of the paint. Alec and Gary are there, open man is Blackwell. The freshman in the lane pushed it up and in off the glass. Blackwell muscles one up and it's 14-10 Wisconsin.
He found the soft spot from the double team.
13 minutes left in the first half. Tomei Naga, good close from Klesman. A throw to Alec, hands it back to Tomei Naga, steps back, another three in the air, is off the rim and off the top of the glass and into the hands of Steven Crowd.
Matt, he's starting to feel himself. He's very comfortable. He is. He's letting this thing fly when there's defenders on him.
And he's one of those guys, when he gets going, look out. Just ask Indiana. Here's Hepburn at the top of the circle against Jawan Gary. A throw to Gilmore in the left wing. Gilmore goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Darts a pass inside, catching his Blackwell. Eight-footer in the paint, no good. Rebound tip. Alec is there. And gives off to Williams. Williams glides front court. Whips it to Gary off the right wing to the cup, and he lays it in off the glass.
That was one of our keys, transition. Has been pretty good in that, but that's an example of bad transition defense by Wisconsin.
14-12, Wisconsin, 12:08 left in the first half. With the ball is Crowell into Blackwell, low on the right to the cup. Layup is good, and one. Blackwell with four quick ones off the bench. They're going to get Sam Hoiberg, and that'll be his first foul.
But it's just a simple pass to Steven Crowell and a cut to the front of the rim. You've heard me say it a lot this year, Matt, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's so simple. When you cut to the front of the rim, good things happen.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like, there's a purpose, right? And most freshmen you don't see cut with a purpose. Or if they know they're not going to get the ball, they're not cutting hard. That's a play where John should have never received that ball. But because he cut so hard, the defense fell asleep. Now he gets a chance for an and-one opportunity.
Tyler Wall, Nolan Winter, Kamari McGee, Connor Asijan on the floor. Blackwell hits the free throw. And now he'll come out for A.J. Storr. 12:05 left in the first half. 17-12 Wisconsin. Rick Mast, Jamarcus Lawrence, Josiah Alec on the floor. C.J. Wilcher. And you got Connor Asijan on him, so let's see what they do. Is it this guy's been on a heater of late? You figure they're, Connor's going to be in for a test. Here's Jamarcus Lawrence throwing it to Josiah Alec. Right of the lane, they whip it along the perimeter. Left side is Lawrence. Lawrence went off the foot of A.J. Storr, it looked like, and a turnover as we play on. Here comes Wall to the front court. Gives it to Asijan, feeds Winter. Now Kamari McGee provided a spark on Tuesday night. Did Kamari against Iowa. Storr left of the circle. Goes to Winter, feeds Asijan. Deep three, right side. Got it. That gets the crowd going. They love them some Connor Asijan. 20-12, Wisconsin with 11:20 left in the first half. Josiah Alec high on the right, throws to Wilcher up top. Good close out by Asijan. He's chasing Wilcher with the ball as Rink Mast to the free throw line. Out to Hoiberg. He'll try a three right of the circle. Rattles out, no good. A.J. Storr elevates, rips down the rebound. Storr up the middle of the front court, left of the lane, stops, pops, hits. He's a little different. And a timeout taken by Nebraska. Badgers up by 10. And this will be the under 12 media timeout.
He is a little different.
He can be a lot different too, right? Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 10:58 left first half, Wisconsin 22, Nebraska 12. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer. Visit FSC.com to learn more. 22-12, Wisconsin, 10:58 left in the first half. Connor Siege going in early. Butchie knocking down a three. They want him. They need him. They need a reason to keep him on the floor, right?
I'm going to say this right now, Badger fans. So listen closely. For everybody that says that Connor Sejan's in the doghouse, if you're in the doghouse, you're not putting the game in 11 minutes left.
Thank you very much.
In the first half. Okay, so number one, not in the doghouse. Number two, he needs a guard better. He's done that against C.J. Wilcher. Number three, if you shoot the ball, you're going to keep getting chances. That's what we're seeing with the Connor Sejan with that knockdown three. So for me, when I look at this, you can see Griggs trying to do this, and it's a great piece of coaching because of the lineup he had in the floor. For the last 2 minutes, three, because it was at 13. So now we're almost 11, so it is two, right? But it was A.J. Storr, and the lineup is still in. Where is the offense going to come from? You have A.J. Storr, Kamari McGee, Connor Siege, and Nolan went to Tyler Wall. Where is it going to come from? It gives Connor an opportunity to get a couple of shots.
Yeah.
Because it's just A.J. and Connor that are go-to scorers there. So I think it's a great piece of coaching there by Greg to understand his personnel and who to have on the floor to get him going.
Here's DeMarcus Lawrence to the front court for Nebraska. It's at the rink mast. He'll try a three straight on. Bangs off the rim. No good. Rebound Storr. A.J. on the move. Right sideline up the floor for Wisconsin. High screen from Winter. Bounce pass Wall. Top of the arc. It's to Kamari McGee. Feeds to Sejan. Sejan left wing into Tyler Wall. Baseline left against Alec. Out to Connor. Long three straight on. Bangs off the iron. No good. Jamarcus Lawrence the rebound. 22-12 Wisconsin. 10:28 left in the first half. Lawrence to the foul line. Throw into Sam Hoiberg on the right-hand dribble. Right of the lane, shadowed by Kamari McGee. Now Lawrence, long three over Storr is good. Jamarcus Lawrence has not been a good three-point shooter. 27% coming in, but he drains a long one here. 22-15 Wisconsin. 10:08 left in the half. Wall throwing to a siege. And another three. Right side. Money. Uh-oh.
But it goes back to the lineup that's in the floor. Where's the scoring going to come from? Like, this is great coaching by Greg Gard.
25-15, Wisconsin with the ball is Wilcher. Lost it. Asijan bothered him. Lost the ball. McGee is there. Kamari off the right wing to the rim. Layup good. Kamari McGee with the take. It's 27-15, Wisconsin. 9:38 left in the half. Mass between the arcs. A back cut from Alec, and he just plowed into McGee, but he did not. Kamari did not get legal guarding position. He is called for the foul.
And that's one where Alec leaves. Kamari's trying to get there, but because there was a breakdown on the defensive end, the advantage already was there with Alec. It's a correct call.
Yep.
But it's a great job by Kamari McGee to get over there, because otherwise it's a dunk.
And he'll make him earn it at the foul line, where he is a 68% shooter, and the first attempt is no good. He was scuffling in the Indiana game, and then finally made a couple of free throws, and he put his arms in the air. He's like, hey, finally. Badgers subbing here is Sejan among those stepping out. Let's set the five. You got Crowd, you got Wall, Storr, Klesman, and Hepburn. So Coach Gard going with the starting five again as the free throw is good. Alec gets one out of two. 27-16 Wisconsin. 9:30 left till halftime. Hepburn hands off to Storr. He'll throw it to Klesman between the circles against Keisei Tomenaga. Now Kraus shovels it in to Storr. Digs it out low on the right. Knocked away inside. And A.J. Storr is able to draw the contact. He'll get the foul on Jamarcus Lawrence. That'll be his first.
Talk about Wisconsin getting to the free throw line. But what they've done there, 76% best in the Big Ten, I think is just as important.
Yeah, they lead the league. Nebraska not far behind. They're fourth. But they've been hitting at a good clip as A.J. misses the first free throw. He's 86%.
I'm sorry, A.J. Yep. I just said how good they were. I'll take responsibility of it. I apologize.
Yeah, before Butchie jinxed him, I was about to say A.J. Storr is an 86% free throw shooter.
I didn't realize that bus you had parked out there was when you were throwing me under it, Matt. Holy bucket.
Should have seen me in the fill-in Brewer days. Oh, these guys red hot. They get daggers.
And he goes 0 for 5. Second free throw is no good. No such thing as an announcer jinx.
Never.
27-16, Wisconsin, 9:13 left in the first half. Tomei Naga, high screen from Mast. Little hedge from Crowd. Now Klesman picks him up. Tomei Naga with two bounces, and it's beyond the reach of Bryce Williams in the left corner. Out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Now we saw Stephen Curl normally in a drop situation, but came out with a hard hedge because the screen was in the middle of the floor. With it being in the middle of the floor and having a great shooter in Casey out there, I love that defensive adjustment.
Tyler Wall brings it up, throws to Klesman high on the left, feeds Crowd top of the circle. Crowd with a handle off to Hepburn. Chucky. High on the right, throws the wall. He'll send it to Storr. Baseline left, attacking, hanging, shooting. Got it, and one. A.J. Storr to the bucket. And a free throw coming up.
There was not a lot of room for A.J. Storr to be able to go on this. He works short corner, and all it is that it's a simple rip over the top of the defender, one dribble, and get to the rim. It's something that's drilled all the time in the game of basketball is this short corner, as I like to call it, a wood chop. But he brings it here, brings it over the top, and then all of a sudden goes ahead and finishes.
And he finishes the three-point play by knocking down the free throw. 30-16, Wisconsin. 8:45 left in the half.
You know what a wood chop is, though. You chop a lot of wood, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
You look like a wood chopper.
After the game, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought.
I'm exhausted after shoveling that 1 inch of snow we had here today. Here's Rink Mast. Left lane line against Stephen Crow. Backing turns, up right hand. Missed it, but he was fouled by Crow. And Rink Mast will go to the free throw line. First foul on Stevie. Just the seconds against Wisconsin. Nebraska has been hit with six.
And Big Steve there has to play with his hands out. He gets one hand underneath her. That's what they're going to call it. Play with the chest. Show your hands out. Don't give him a chance to call that foul.
Mast, an 86% free throw shooter. The first is on the way, and it bounces off the right side iron. No good. Mast had 14 points and 12 rebounds for Bradley last March in that NIT game against Wisconsin. That was a day where Stephen Crowell just went off on the three-point line and just in general offensively. Second free throw is good for Mast, 30-17 Wisconsin. 8:27 left till halftime. Hepburn throwing to Crow on the left wing. Goes in the store left of the lane. Williams defending. Little help from Williams. Wiltshire now throwing to Hepburn for three, and he sticks it for the left side. Second three for Chucky Hepburn. 33-17 Wisconsin. 8:10 left in the first half. Bryce Williams at the top. Hands off to Tomei Naga. And give it to Gary. A feed for Williams. Outside left. Hands off to Wiltshire. Left elbow. Covered up by Storr. Bounce pass. Williams against Hepburn. Backing is Bryce Williams. Left elbow turn, shooting and hitting. It hit the front rim, crawled over it, through the hoop, and a foul on Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first. Heck of a bounce for Bryce Williams, and he'll have an and one when play continues. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. We'll take a break. 7:53 left of the first half. Wisconsin 33, Nebraska 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 33-19, Wisconsin leads Nebraska. 7:53 left in the first half.
I think you got to be impressed right now with the way Wisconsin's shooting the ball from three. We talked about taking away the three from Nebraska. We did not talk about making threes for Wisconsin because that has not been one of their strengths. But 5 of 8, Nebraska's only 3 of 8 from three.
Williams hits the free throw. He was fouled before the media timeout by Hepburn, so he completes the and one. 33-20, Wisconsin. Yeah, if the Badgers can become that threat that we think they can be from the three-point line, a good offense becomes that much better. Here's AJ in the turnaround mid-range. Maybe he got a hand on the ball there. The Huskers comes up way short. Now Tominaga to the front court. Right of the lane, runs in the Chucky. He goes down. Nothing called. Layup is good for Tominaga. Let him play through, and it's 33-22, Wisconsin. They say Tominaga with 7 points for Nebraska. With the ball, is Klesman at the top of the circle. Going to Hepburn on the right wing. Tominaga defending. Chucky flips to Crowell. Back to Hepburn. Tries a three right of the circle. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Wall. Back up. No, but a foul. Offensive rebound for Tyler Wall. And now he'll go to the line for two shots.
Averages almost three. 2.5 offensive rebounds. 11th in the Big Ten. He's been so good about giving extra possessions to this team.
Yes. Juwan Gary picked up his second foul. Wall with 6 points. It came early. 2 of 2 at the foul line. First free throw is good. John Blackwell checking in for AJ Storr. Josiah Alec in for Juwan Gary.
That's a big foul on Gary. Gary brings a lot of energy to this Nebraska team. But that second foul puts him to the bench.
The season was cut short last year because of a shoulder injury. He had a big game, couple big games, his ability to hit the glass. Second free throw is off the rim, no good against Kansas State. Gary had 18 rebounds, 11 on the offensive glass. He's on the bench right now with that second foul. Mast throwing to Williams, outside right. Whistle off the ball, foul called. They're going to get Tominaga. And that'll be his first. By the way, we talk about Wisconsin and Greg Gard. It's not often at all that he will put somebody back in the first half with the second foul. Hoiberg is every bit of that, if not more. Matter of fact, their two foul participation, 362 out of 362. Let's just say it's unlikely we'd see Juwan Gary the rest of the half, now that I said that. Let's see what happened. Here's Steven Crowell starting to back. Mid post right, backing on Mass, turning left shoulder, up right hand, and he banks it in. Well done. First points for Crowell, 36-22, Wisconsin. 6:30 left to the break. Bryce Williams against John Blackwell. Williams right of the circle, throws to Tominaga. Klesman is on him, a handoff C.J. Wilcher. Turns at the Mast, open three straight away. Too long, no good. Klesman the rebound for Wisconsin. 14-point lead for the Badgers, 6:15 left till halftime. Klesman gets it to Hepburn, takes the long three, throws to Max, right side, works baseline, kills the dribble, double team, trying to trap him. He needs timeout, and he'll get it as he was trapped by Wilcher and Williams. So the Badgers using a 30 with 6:05 left in the half, 36-22 Wisconsin.
And it's a situation where Max just drives baseline, knowing that Nebraska wants to force you baseline into double team. Don't love that decision by Max. Now, we haven't said that a whole lot about this Wisconsin team. Don't like that decision. 36 points so far this first half. Everything on the offensive end has been really good as far as what they've wanted. When the double teams come, you've had cutters go to the front rim and find that soft spot. Offensively, they've got it. And then finally, recently now, they finally got the ball in the post a little bit and got the bigs involved. So, I mean, as far as where we're at right now, one of the better halves of, on the offensive side that we've seen from Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, 14 paint points. You mentioned they're shooting from distance, 5 out of 9. Connor Recedjian, who's hit 2 out of 3, is back in the lineup. Out there with Blackwell, Hepburn, Carter Gilmore, and Stephen Crowell. 16 on the shot clock, 6:05 left in the half. 36-22, Wisconsin leading Nebraska. Hepburn, baseline right, will be inbounded. Chucky gets it into Crowell against Rink Mast. Near the right corner. Shot clock down to 10 as Crowell brings it up top, gives it to Hepburn. Chucky splits two defenders in the lane. Pass fake, swoops to the rim. Layup is good.
Hit him with it. Hit him with it, Chucky.
That was pretty. 38-22 Wisconsin. Williams against DeCision. Connor holding his turf. A pass to Mast at the top. Mast left wide open. They'll dare him. He'll take the dare and he'll stick the three. He is 31%, but he will take those shots. He can be a threat from outside.
One of three on the day. But Wisconsin's giving that.
Yeah, they are.
Defensively, that's what they're wanting to get.
They are daring them. Here's Blackwell, foul line jump. In and out, no good. Rebound, Alec. 38-25, Wisconsin. 5:20 left in the half. Williams on the right side. Works against Chucky Hepburn. Curls off the wing in the lane. 14-footer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Hepburn for Wisconsin. Chucky up the floor along the right sideline. Hepburn throwing to Crowell at the top, sends it back to Hepburn, deflected, and it's knocked loose, and the Badgers will keep it. And Nolan Winter will come in for Wisconsin. He'll sub for Stephen Crowell. 5:04 left in the half, 38-25 Wisconsin, 19 to shoot. Blackwell sideline rights, front court, front of the Nebraska bench, gets it into Hepburn. Chucky off the Gilmore screen to the left elbow, slips it into Carter. In the lane, turns, one pump, pushed it up, and in. Yes, sir. Carter Gilmore makes it 40-25, Wisconsin. 4:50 left in the half.
And it's given great minutes, this team. Back-to-back games.
C.J. Wilcher against Asijan, now Mast, right of the circle. Mast against Nolan Winter. Mast turning, up right hand, good. Got some game, does Rink Mast. Average about 14 a game and 8 rebounds for Bradley a year ago. 40-27, Wisconsin. 4:28 left in the half. Hepburn to the front court, left side. High screen from Winter. A throw to Gilmore between the circles. Now Connor catches, shooting a three. Good again. Third three of the half for Connor Asijan. 43-27, Wisconsin. 4:12 left till halftime. Williams outside left. Throwing to Mast at the top of the circle. Mast with a handoff for Tominaga off the Mast screen. Slips the Mast in the lane. Up left hand. Missed it, but a foul.
And Carter was just a little slow getting there. That's where the foul was. We're talking about Connor on the offensive end. That's obvious. Everybody in the gym could see that. Defensively, what I've liked from Connor so far this game is he's been in position. He's been in position, and then he's been able to go get Wilcher and be able to stay attached to him when he's coming off of the action.
His free throw is good, and you know, if, when we talk to Greg after the game, if this continues, that the storyline will be making the threes, and that's understandable. He's going to talk about the other end of the floor, right?
You have to. That's the only thing you should talk about if you're a coach.
Absolutely.
And that's what Greg's talking about. And that's what Badger fans that have been upset about this needed to realize.
Uh-huh.
The defensive effort by Connor was not there.
Yep.
However, this game,
it is there.
Absolutely. And that's where you have to give Connor so much credit for taking ownership in it, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No, and they have never questioned that about him.
Never.
Free throw out and off the rim and out for Mast. Here's a siege to the right side against Tominaga, who is now trying to get into Connor a little bit. With the ball is Tyler Wall, 10 on the shot clock. Wall against Eli Rice, the freshman. The pass is spiked away by Williams. Hoiberg in there trying to save Canuck. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. They are at the under 4 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Reprotect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, like Butchie and I always do, choose a Brew Pub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 3:37 left in the first half. Wisconsin 43, Nebraska 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles and great prices. You get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. Badgers up 15, 3:37 left in the half. Butchie, how about the bench points here today for the home team?
Well, you look at Nebraska, they average 23.8. They only have four. Wisconsin with 18. You guys look, points in the paint, 18-6. Just a really good performance so far by Wisconsin. They're locked in. Now, normally the media timeout doesn't fall like this, but there's 6 seconds on the shot clock as far as where the ball went out. So Greg should be able to call a nice little after timeout here set.
Inbounds pass to Winter, open for three, and it hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Tyler Wall got the long board. Wall throwing to McGee. He'll take the three left side. Yes, sir. Kamari McGee with five, and it's 46-28 Wisconsin. Oh, those second chance points, and that's it's a modest total for Wisconsin, but Nebraska has yet to scratch in the second chance opportunities this first half of players. Hoiberg off the right wing in the lane, in traffic, up over Wall, badly missed to the left. Rebound, Nolan Winter, bodies on the floor. Everybody gets up, and McGee to the front court of the left side. Kamari at the top of the circle with 3 minutes left in the half, throwing to Blackwell on the right side, bounce pass Winter. Nolan right of the lane. Against Eli Rice, backing his Nolan. One pump goes up, and yeah, got it. All right, young fella.
Are we going to see back-to-back 50-point halves for this team? Iowa second half, 50 points.
We very well could. 48-28 Wisconsin, 2:40 left in the first half. Here's Rink Mast moving in on Winter, goes up and in. There's the experience and the strength of Rink Mast.
It's exactly what that was.
48-30 Wisconsin, 2:28 left to the break. McGee throwing to Blackwell, high on the right, bounce pass Winter, whips it to McGee, right sideline. Kamari feeds Connor for three, right side. Off the rim this time, no good. Rebound, Bryce Williams. Ahead it goes to Hoiberg with McGee back. Hoiberg in the lane, whistle, and a foul called on Kamari McGee. Not able to get position in time. Look close. Badger coaches were waiting for the offensive foul called, or a Walton declares it a block, and that's two
block,
on the game.
And I think they're going to count this. This bat, they're going side out. I think a break there by Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, Hoiberg grabs his one, two, and up.
Close.
I could be wrong, but
yeah.
That looks like
they will be an out-of-bounds play here as McGee with that second foul comes out. Klesmet will come in for his season. You got Hepburn, Klesmet, Blackwell, Wall, and Crowell. 2:15 left in the half, 48-30 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Rink Mast. Left foul line extended, a jab step. Now takes the mid-range jumper. Danced off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. comes Wisconsin up 18 as we hit the final 2 minutes of the first half. Hepburn on the left side against Tomenaga. Chucky starts to back. Backing now retreats a bit. Starts to penetrate again. Left block splits two defenders. The shot is blocked inside by Sam Hoiberg. Hoiberg on the push to the front court. Leads it for Eli Rice. Back to Hoiberg. Down the rink mast. Right of the circle. Mast gets it to Rice. 6'8 freshman. Rice stops right block. Spins it back out to Tomenaga, tries a three, hits a three on the right side. They say Tomenaga. 48-33, Wisconsin, 90 seconds left in the half. Klesman throwing to Tyler Wall, right of the circle. Wall against Rice. Wall right block goes up, and no, tipped up, no. Rebound, Wall is there low on the right, goes up, missed, but a foul. As the Badgers hitting the offensive glass, and Tyler Wall will shoot two. Eli Rice with his first foul.
You look at what Tyler Wall has done in this game, and it has been the physicality and the second chance opportunities in that paint. He's anchored the paint. We haven't talked a lot about Stephen Kroll and what he's done. Been very quiet. Still think he's played well today.
He
just
has.
Been quiet, right? But the presence in the paint needed to come somewhere.
No doubt.
Especially when you're making so many threes, man. Because at times you can get three-point happy.
Yes.
But because of the play of Tyler Wall, they haven't gotten three-point happy. Or if they have taken a questionable shot, Tyler's been there to get the offensive rebound a couple of times.
No doubt. First free throw for Wall is good. Score in for Blackwell. Second free throw for Wall. It's off the rim. No good. A.J. Storr gets the rebound off the miss. He's working low on the left. Throws it back out to Crow. Feeds Hepburn. 15 to shoot. 1:10 left in the half. Wall off the left wing. Jumps out of the lane. Goes up right hand. No good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by either Wall or Crow. It'll go the other way.
I thought he got hit there. Coming
yes.
across. I mean, it really looked like on that drive baseline as he stepped through.
49-33, Wisconsin, 105 left of the first half. Bryce Williams on the left side. Hands off to Tomenaga. Tomenaga left of the lane and got tied up on the drive, but a foul is called. They're going to get Klesman. That'll be his first.
K-State does such a good job of playing off of zero space.